Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate the birthdays of Don Voorhees and Edwin J. McAnally, rock the cradle, and try to keep from getting hurt. But first, we're going to celebrate another birthday, that of this show, which is now 9 years old, having had its first broadcast on July 26, 2000. So here to get us started are some rapidly rotating records having to do with the number 9, beginning with Smith Ballou.
Waits for me. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 little miles in 10, 10 Tennessee. I got to step, step, step. I got to see someone sweet as she can be. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 little miles in 10, 10 Tennessee. I'm on my way. I'm home to stay. Never more to stray. Got a kiss, kiss, kiss waiting there for me. Will I get it? Yes, sirree. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 little miles from 10, 10 Tennessee. Thank you.
Night, not a star was in sight, and the north wind was howling down the line. With his sweetheart so dear, stood a brave engineer with his orders to pull old number nine. She kissed him goodbye with a tear in her eye, but the joy in his heart he could not hide. For the whole world was bright when she told him that night, tomorrow she'd be his blushing bride. The wheels hummed a song as the train rolled along, and the black smoke came pouring from the stack. And the headlight agleam seemed to brighten his dream of tomorrow when he'd be going back. He sped round the hill and his brave heart stood still, for a headlight was shining in his face. And he whispered a prayer as he threw on the air, for he knew this would be his final race. The wreck he was found lying there on the ground, and he asked them to raise his weary head. As his breath slowly went, this message he sent to the maiden who thought she would be wed. There's a little white home that I bought for our own, where I dreamed we'd be happy by and by. And I leave it to you, for I know you'll be true, till we meet at the Golden Gate. Goodbye.
Ted Weems and his orchestra in one of his earliest recordings from January 16, 1924, 9 o'clock Sal. It took four people to write that song, Nelson Ingham, Jim O'Leary, Billy Silas Hayes, and Jack Leroy. Before that, it was Vernon Dalhart from a Brunswick 78 waxed February 15, 1927 in The Wreck of the Number 9. Carson Robison wrote The Wreck of the Number 9, but it was fictionalized and not based on an actual train wreck. Carson Robison also played guitar on that recording with Vernon Dalhart on harmonica and Murray Kellner on fiddle. Number 9 was preceded by Frank Blevins and his Tar Heel Rattlers and 9-Pound Hammer, recorded in Atlanta, Georgia on April 17, 1928. Frank played fiddle, his older brother Ed with two D's played guitar, and Fred Miller was on banjo. We began this, our 9th anniversary show, with Smith Ballou and his orchestra in 9 Little Miles from 1010 Tennessee, written by Con Conrad, Al Sherman, and Al Lewis. That Columbia recording is from December 2, 1930. Just over a week earlier, Smith Ballou also recorded 9 Little Miles with Duke Ellington and his Cotton Club Orchestra. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week I played Pal of My Cradle Days in connection with the birthday of its composer, Al Piantedosi. Well, here's a set of some other Cradle songs, beginning with Ray Miller and his orchestra.
I went my way to someone mighty dear who's waiting within a sweet little cozy cradle of love. Another year and you will hear that every stick and stone is paid for, and we'll be proud to call our own cradle of love. We've got just six little chicks and a tiny little fence around them, a little pond and a toad. Six little trees all the year, there's evergreen around them, down by the bend in the road where the neighbors smile most of the while, for we expect a little stranger to make complete a little sweet cradle of love. Thank you.
not a heart. And I've been told my heart is worth much more than gold. I've got the birds, I've got the trees. You can't be poor with things like these. High over my head, there's more than a shed. Sheltered by the stars, cradled by the moon, covered by the night. I rest in between, on carpets of green. Sheltered by the stars, cradled by the moon, covered by the night. Sugar-coated notes through the evening floats, long by my side. Hearts can never miss in a time like this. I'm satisfied. My heaven of blue, my blue room more true. Sheltered by the stars, cradled by the moon, covered by the night.
Thank you.
Von DeLeith with Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra, and there's A Cradle in Caroline, recorded by Brunswick on September 20th, 1927. There's A Cradle in Caroline was written by Fred Allard, Sam M. Lewis, and Joe Young, and was preceded by Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra and Sheltered by the Stars, Cradled by the Moon, another Joe Young collaboration, this time with Fats Waller. The vocal on that August 5, 1932 Columbia recording was by the Connoisseurs. We began that cradle set with Ray Miller and his Brunswick Orchestra and Cradle of Love, written by Mabel Wayne and L. Wolf Gilbert. The vocalist on that January 24, 1929 recording was Bob Nolan. Last week, also in connection with his birthday, we played Hurt by Al Piantedosi. Yep, you guessed it. Here are some other Hurt songs, beginning with the Dorsey Brothers. Margaret Lawrence with Jimmy Greer and his orchestra, and The More You Hurt Me, composed by Harry Warren with the lyric by Mort Dixon and, once again, Joe Young. That's from a 1932 radio transcription and was preceded by Fats Waller in one of his own compositions, My Feelings Are Hurt, a piano solo recorded December 4, 1929. We began the segment with Tony Sacco with the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra and You Knew You'd Hurt Someone, Why Did It Have to Be Me? That Columbia 78 was recorded December 9, 1931. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Last week, July 21st, marked the birth in 1879 in Spencer, Massachusetts, of one of my favorite band leaders, Edwin J. McAnally. He displayed his musical talents early and began studying the violin at age 9, and by 14 he was playing in orchestras throughout New England. In 1902, McAnally formed his own band with Thomas Keene, which played its first engagement at the Nipmuc Park Dancing Pavilion in Mendon, Massachusetts. By 1911, the band had grown to as many as 15 members and was officially known as McAnally's Singing Orchestra. They drew record crowds at dance pavilions such as Cook's in Riverside Park and at the Butterfly Room. The band's first recording session with Victor was on May 4, 1920, but nothing from that session was issued. They got another chance with Victor on March 9, 1925, and two sides from that session were issued. Over the next 3 years, the band made a total of 21 sides. The band was heard regularly on WBZ radio in Springfield, Massachusetts, and was popular on the Keith Vaudeville circuit. In the early 30s, the Depression took its toll on the band, and ill health on McAnally, and the band ceased existence in 1942. In retirement, McAnally worked as a piano tuner and gave violin lessons, and he died on August 31, 1958, at age 79. Here's Edwin J. McAnally.
The hugging, the kissing, and found nothing missing. So what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? You know I've pleaded, you've heeded, there's nothing else needed. So what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? I've got the ring, the bungalow too. They don't mean a thing if I haven't got you. Why don't you say it, okay it, why must you delay it? Oh, what are you waiting, what are you waiting for? Thank you.
We began our little tribute to Edwin J. McAnally with the Lou Pollack-Al Sherman collaboration, A Siren Dream, with the vocal refrain by Elliot Shaw. That minor key, relatively exotic Middle Eastern-sounding piece is from October 10th, 1927. Next, it was the George Whiting, Joe Burke waltz, Raquel, with vocal there by Frank Munn. That recording is from February 29, 1929, about 6 months after Leo Reisman had a hit with it on Columbia. We finished up with the musical question, What Are We Waiting For? Johnny Marvin was the vocalist on that Raymond Clogus-Max Cortlander collaboration, Wax, December 5, 1927. Today, July 26, marked the birth in 1903 in Allentown, Pennsylvania, of bandleader, composer, and conductor Don Voorhees. He began studying the violin, piano, and organ at age 5, and by 11 became a church organist. From age 12 to 15, he was pianist and then orchestra conductor in a local theater, and he also recorded piano roles for both Ampico and QRS. When just 17, he was conducting on Broadway, and he became musical director for producer Earl Carroll's Vanities Reviews. In fact, his own band was known as Don Voorhees and his Earl Carroll's Vanities Orchestra. During 1926 and 27, the orchestra made 19 issued sides for Edison and also recorded for Columbia, Pathé, and Cameo. And in December of 1930, the orchestra made the very first Hit of the Week record. From 1935 to 41, and again from 49 to 53, Voorhees was the musical director and conductor for the radio and television show Cavalcade of America. He was perhaps best known as conductor of the Bell Telephone Hour Orchestra for 26 years, from its first broadcasts on radio in 1942 until its final television episode in 1968, and he was nominated for an Emmy Award in 1966 for his work on the series. He died of pneumonia in New Jersey on January 10, 1989. Here's Don Voorhees.
Thank you. from the pain, and we're alone. A chance to while away a dreamy afternoon, a lovely peaceful afternoon. No one can see us rain. It's so cozy in the rain, there's no reason to complain. She'll wait for you to hold her hand, and then it's 10 to 1, you kiss her in the rain. Rain, rain.
Thank you.
We began our little tribute to Don Voorhees with Don and his Earl Carroll Vanities Orchestra and the Riff Song with an unidentified vocalist from December 14, 1926. Next, with vocalist Billy Day, it was Don Voorhees and his orchestra and Rain from September 7, 1927. We finished up with Hal Yates, February 28, 1927, and Never Without You. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.